It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. This week, an autobiography by Penn State alumna Mimi Barish Coppersmith. Jackie Esposito reviews Eat First, Cry Later, the life lessons of a first-generation college graduate, Penn State alumna, and female CEO.
Mimi Barish Coppersmith has left an undeniable imprint on State College, Pennsylvania, whether from her publications like Town and Gown, her philanthropies like The Pink Zone, or her civic activities like serving as Penn State's Board of Trustees chair. Mimi has been a fixture since her arrival as an undergraduate in 1950. To celebrate her 85th birthday, Mimi collaborated with her daughter Carol to craft an autobiography with charisma, stoic chutzpah, and fascinating details of her life's journey. Eat First, Cry Later presents 48 life lessons sprinkled throughout the narrative. Lesson number 37 encourages each of us to be successful, establish and maintain a voice and presence in public, which indeed is how Mimi lives her life. Structured as a chronological journey, Mimi provides a captivating example of leadership, determination, and savvy business acumen. The book starts with tales of Mimi's time as a Penn State student, her first marriage to Cy Barish, and their work to start a business in State College. She tells readers to see what's in front of them, challenge themselves, and make a difference for others. She says, in business relationships and personal relationships, focusing on others is not just important, it is crucial. Mimi participated in numerous community activities and charitable events. Around the time Mimi was elected as the first woman to chair Penn State's Board of Trustees, she reflected on her years in State College. She said, "Nothing makes me feel more alive and essentially myself than being able to connect State College and Penn State in some new way that honors multiple points of view and opens up opportunities for people." The premature death of Cy Barish, her second marriage to Lou Coppersmith, a bout with breast cancer, and more all detail her next series of lessons. To readers, she says, "The great work you do fades quickly. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep thinking about your next big idea." Mimi doesn't shy away from the tough details of her life. Eat First, Cry Later discusses Mimi's failed third marriage, reconciliations with her daughters, Town and Gown dust-ups, and changing business models, including the sale of her own beloved business. She regales the reader with tales of the creative talents who work for her over the years. One of my personal favorites is the indomitable Whit Yeagley, a former Town and Gown editor who indeed was a local character. Mimi sums up her personal philosophy in her final lesson. She says, "Bring hope and courage to others in these troubled times. That's why we're here. That's all we have. And it is enough."
That book is Eat First, Cry Later by Mimi Barish Coppersmith. Proceeds from the book will benefit study abroad scholarships in the Donald P. Belisario College of Communications at Penn State. SCLO Center Region Library will host an evening with Mimi Barish Coppersmith on November 27th at 6:30. Reviewer Jackie Esposito is the Special Projects Librarian and Archivist at Penn State University Park. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.